Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Clint Honkamp. Father Clint is a pastor living in Springfield, Illinois. His preaching today is entitled Freedom.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Later on it says, Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains. So if the Son frees you, then you will truly be free." The Gospel of the Lord. Who among us doesn't strive for freedom? And yet freedom means the opportunity to make choices. In the Gospel today, Jesus reminds us that if we remain in his word, then we will truly be his disciples. And if we remain in his word, we will come to know the truth, and the truth will set us free. But what is the truth? What is the truth that holds us bound? Is it something negative or sinful? Is the truth that holds us bound an ideology that doesn't really embrace the values of the gospel? Is the truth, which we kid ourselves with, really our own personal sinfulness? The Word of God is the truth that will set us free. It is the truth that unbinds the fetters of sinfulness. It is the truth of reality as it truly exists. The truth that Jesus presents is not a truth which alienates or is angry with or is negative upon. The truth that Jesus presents is a truth based on love and kindness, compassion and empathy. When we come to know ourselves in light of the truth of Christ, we indeed experience ourselves as a disciple of Christ, a true child of God, a brother and sister of each other. You shall know the truth, who is Christ, and that truth will set us free. Jesus wants to set us free. But do we want to be set free? Sometimes we just get so complacent in our mediocrity, we fail to stand up and claim the blessing that is ours. We fail to do so because it demands that perhaps we might have to let go of the complacency in our life. We might have to let go of some sin that's become too comfortable. We might have to let go and truly sacrifice by being committed in a new way to the gospel message. What better time than during the season of Lent to reflect most deeply upon what it means to give ourselves the truth of Christ, and having once given ourselves to that truth, to then reflect over what that truth calls us to. What do we have to let go of? What do we have to let God take care of?